I love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Oh, what's the kitty?
I've got three situations that we've recorded. I want to tell you what happens next. Does anybody know the score anymore?
Chappers is winning by a lot.
There you go.
A lot.
He won 3-2 last week.
Okay, good.
So do we keep the score going, or is it a... Yes, we keep going.
I'm going to have to get you a chart, aren't I? This isn't going to work otherwise.
I'd like a chart. Maybe we can get a whiteboard or something.
Do you want a pointy stick as well?
Just make it easier for me.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I can't do numbers.
No.
Okay, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Play along at home on 81199. You know Usain Bolt?
I do know Usain Bolt, yeah,
he's
blimey,
very fast.
Yeah.
He's very fast. He holds the 100 metres world record.
Normally on this quiz, it's people like Christopher Biggins. And you normally start with, you know somebody like Christopher Biggins? Yes.
Mm. Well, he likes chicken nuggets, that Usain Bolt.
He does. That's what makes him run fast. What have you got Usain Bolt to do, though?
What? How do you know he likes chicken nuggets?
Because that's what he ate before his run. He's quite casual.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to eat, like, pasta and stuff.
Yeah, you are. Well, you are.
If you want to win.
But he had some chicken nuggets from McDonald's before he ran the 100 metres final in Beijing.
And that's the secret to a success.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know how scientific that is, but it worked for Usain.
Did he have the barbecue sauce or the...
He didn't say what he dipped them into.
Maybe right. He had that Scooby-Doo-looking one off of the classifieds.
What?
That chicken nugget that looked like Scooby-Doo.
If you didn't hear Becky's classifieds...
That would have just gone right over here.
Like, she's talking about a chicken nugget that looks like Scooby-Doo. There was one that was for sale. Anyway, Usain Bolt, right?
Yeah.
He ran it in 9.69 seconds.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, today on Oh, What's Occurring, how fast could Radio 1's Greg James run the 100 metres? Can he beat Usain Bolt's record? Bearing in mind, before you make your decision, it was 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, right.
Bit cold, and he did have to cross a few roads.
Okay. And had he had chicken nuggets?
No.
Right.
Becky?
He's quite long.
Pardon?
Quite tall. He's quite tall. I mean, he's got long legs. I think 15 seconds.
He's quite long.
Long legs!
Okay. 15, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Chappers.
Oh, I thought the question you asked was, can he beat Usain Bolt's world record, was what you originally asked, to which I was going to answer no. But you actually want a time, do you?
I'd like a time.
Oh, 27 seconds.
27 seconds.
I don't care how long he is, if he's got to cross roads.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is Greg James off Radio 1, trying to beat Usain Bolt's 100 metres.
On my marks. I'm going to hit someone. On my marks. Get set. Go! I'm running now. I'm going to cross the road now. I might get run over. I'm just going to go for it. Oh my God, I'm going to get run over there by a car. I'm running. I'm going to get there. Near there. I feel like on the road. Oh, got the car there. Oh my God. I've crossed the line. Oh my God, I feel sick.
17 yes! seconds. Go on, Becky.
Seconds?
He's very athletic.
Wow.
Very athletic.
On my marks. I'm going to hit someone.
It's like he's in the pub again.
I watch. It's always violence with him, isn't it?
Oh, what's the kidding?
17 seconds. Becky wins on that one. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You know X Factor?
I do know X Factor, yeah.
The judges can sometimes be a little bit negative, can't they?
Yep.
But they're only being honest. Here's my question to you. How many times in Saturday's X Factor did the judges say no?
Oh, my God.
Chappers.
Uh, 112.
Becky.
30.
30. Okay, good. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here are all of Saturday night's X Factor rejects.
No.
Louis?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
It's a no, darling.
No.
Louis?
No.
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 No. But we're going to vote. Danny?
No.
Louis?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
Nowhere near. what we would be looking for this year?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Danny, yes or no?
No.
Louis?
No.
Cheryl? It's a no, girl.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Okay.
You need three yeses. Well, let me help. No.
Okay. I'm going to say no.
Cheryl?
No.
It's a no from me as well. Louis, yes or no?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
Danny?
No.
That's it, Ashley. No.
Just working this out. Hang on. Hang on a second. About 28 no's in there.
Yes, it's me again.
Oh, Becky.
Tim, you're just making it up, man.
Oh. What's occurring?
Let's round up to 30. It's fine.
Why was the Proclaimers randomly playing in the background?
I hate it when they do that. Oh, let's go to Scotland and play the Proclaimers. It's such a stereotype.
They should change them, just not playing Westlife. They seem to play Westlife all the time.
It's typical of people that make a TV show in London and then go, let's go up to Scotland.
Yes.
Oh, well, here's some people in kilts. And let's play 500 Miles by the Proclaimers in the background. Whilst eating some haggis, maybe. Please.
Well said.
And Cheryl goes, oh, it's always great fun up there in Glasgow. What do you mean up there? I live here. Mm. Hello. Anyway.
If you live in Aberdeen, it's down there.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Right, so Becky still wins. Next one. You know Shaggy?
Oh, I love Shaggy.
Yes.
Become a bit of a regular, I know what's occurring. And you know what? Something you probably didn't know about Shaggy.
I think there's a lot I don't know about Shaggy.
He's actually a crazy riddler. He loves riddles. He loves to test people out with bonkers riddles. It's true.
Right.
So here's what we did. We got Shaggy to call five Radio 1 listeners with one of his crazy riddles. How many Radio 1 listeners would answer the riddle correctly? Chappers.
None.
Not...
None, 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 none. I've never been more confident about an answer in my life.
Becky.
One.
Chappers is saying none. Becky is saying one. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Shaggy calling some Radio 1 listeners with his crazy riddle.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Shaggy here.
Who?
This is Shaggy.
Is that Simon?
You know me, it's your old friend Shaggy.
What?
I need to ask you something.
None so far.
Hello?
Hello.
Hiya.
This is Shaggy.
Hiya.
I need to ask you something.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it won't take long.
All right.
I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double... I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What I am.
Wait, say that again? I didn't get you.
I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What I am. What do you think?
I don't know what I think.
I give you 5 seconds.
Five? I might need 10. Wait. I don't know.
It was the King of Spades from a deck of cards.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
It's Shaggy here.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Can I ask you something?
Who is this?
Shaggy!
Still none.
Still none.
Right?
Can I ask you something? I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What I am. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, you tell me.
Hello?
Hello?
What I am.
Yeah, well, what does that mean then?
What do you think?
I don't know, you tell me.
I give you 5 seconds. It was the King of Spades from a deck of cards.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? What are you talking about?
Thank God, your mother never waste our money upon education.
Don't even know who you are.
You know me. It's your old friend, Shaggy.
think you've got the wrong number.
I love Shaggy and his riddles. That's really random.
Oh! What's occurring?
So, it was none.
That's strange, that, really.
But Becky still wins today.
Well, I am kind of suffering, you know, I'm playing this with an injury.
It's 3-3 then, that means I've got a chance to overtake him.
Clawing it back. Let's know how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.